Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider here with you as per usual. This is episode 171 of our show, and it is the final episode of the 2025-2026 school year, and we are putting a bow on things this year. It's been a good year, a fun year, lots of new faces, lots of cool stories, successes, and trials and tribulations and all the things that a year brings. But this is the last one, the cherry on top of the year. And we've got a couple of great guests to visit with on our show here today. And we've got some news to discuss as well, because the Newman Jets have a brand new coach to talk about and a brand new program as well. So let's first tell you who we're going to visit with today. We will start with the head softball coach of your Newman Jets, in Coach Brittany Hinning, who just completed her first year with the Jets and a year of a lot of growth and some great successes. We'll recap the whole year. We'll talk about what's to come in terms of program building and facilities visions and all the fun stuff. She's a great interview, and you'll really enjoy that. We spent about 20 minutes talking the ear off of Coach Hinning, so you'll enjoy that. And then our annual tradition, if you will, for our final show of the year, we bring back Zach Brake, the associate AD for advancement and operations with the Jets. And I've gotten to really know Zach over the last 3 years now, and I like to bring him on for the last show of the season of the year and just kind of talk about the year that was, things that happened, things that may be coming, and just shoot the breeze with Zach. We did about 20 minutes of an interview with him as well. So really fun interviews to wrap up our show for the year. But you can look forward to those coming up in just a little bit. But as promised, big news. Newman Athletics has announced Derek Young Jr. as the first ever director of track and field and cross country here at Newman. That announcement came last week on, I believe it was Friday, that it was officially announced. But we knew that track and field was coming. And of course, Newman has had cross country for a long, long time with Coach Sheppis leading the way and then Coach McVicker over the last couple of years now. But Derek Young Jr. comes into the fold as track and field gets added into the mix into the coming year. And he's going to hit the ground running. But let's give you a little background on Coach Young as he joins the Jets after a successful run as an assistant coach for sprints and hurdles at UNC Pembroke. He coached in a variety of places and in several impactful roles prior to now coming to Newman. But at UNC Pembroke, he contributed to the team's notable finishes in the conference outdoor championships and during the indoor competition. And before his time at UNC Pembroke, he was a very key piece in reviving the track and field program at Northwestern Oklahoma State after they had 27 years without a program. So in two seasons, after a 27-year hiatus, he recruited and signed 120 athletes and helped the program earn multiple conference accolades and Division II provisional qualifying standards as well. And on top of that, he spent 4 years at Bemidji State, where he developed multiple nationally ranked student athletes. He coached 8 athletes who achieved NCAA provisional marks in the sprints, oversaw 13 school records, 80 personal records, and guided one student athlete to an NCAA Division II national championship qualification as well. So all of that, and that's not even the end of the listing of the resume for Coach Young, because he also spent a year as a head coach of the track and field and cross country programs at Salem International University, as well as a stint at Notre Dame College as an assistant. And he's just been a lot of places where he has built programs to be very, very successful. He competed himself at Tiffin University as well. So a guy that's coming in to completely construct, basically from the ground up, a track and field program here at Newman. And now he'll have great help as the Jets have already signed several athletes. And I think that the athletic department and Coach McVicker have had hands in that and developing the program. And it'll add a lot because you'll have cross-country athletes. You'll have the ability to compete not only in the fall, but to compete in the winter with the indoor season, and then, of course, in the spring with the outdoor season. So you'll have kind of a program that builds upon itself, and Coach Young is going to come in and just continue to build it. But I'm going to read you Coach Young's statement in the press release that was put out with the announcement last week. And it says, quote, "I'm excited to work under Mr. Kenyon Spears, who is a well-known leader and professional in athletics. The first conversation I had with him, I could tell he was passionate about Newman and taking it to new heights. I also love providing students and athletes with an opportunity to pursue their aspirations in cross country and track and field on the collegiate level." Unquote. So that he's very excited to be here and to continue building not only just this brand new program, but building athletics in a positive direction and taking Newman to new heights as an athletics department. And that should be very exciting for fans and prospective athletes that want to come and be part of a brand new and building program. So very, very excited. Again, Coach Derek Young Jr. has been announced as the director of track and field and cross country here at Newman. And the Jets, again, will begin competition this coming year with the indoor season. So he's going to hit the ground running and continue to build the program over the next several years for Newman. And I'm very excited. And of course, you know, I'm not a guy that runs. I've talked about that a lot on this show. I'm not the most physically in shape broadcaster maybe around, but I'm very excited to watch athletes compete. Track and field is a blast to watch. I've watched it as a broadcaster. I've covered it as a broadcaster in multiple ways. So I'm very excited to get that here on our campus in the very, very near future. But if you want to read the full press release, if you haven't seen it yet, go to NewmanJets.com. It's up there for you. And you can also read it on the Newman Jets app. But let's take our first break on the show today. When we come back, we will visit with the head softball coach here at Newman in Brittany Henning. And we'll follow it up with Associate AD Zach Brake right after this. You're listening to the JetCast at episode 171 here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider pleased to be joined over the phone by Newman head softball coach Brittany Henning, fresh off her first season at the helm here at Newman. Coach, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you're doing well in your first few weeks after the end of season number one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great year, great season. You know, lots to think about, a lot of good things happened, and a really bright future ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Got off to a great start, and obviously there were some ups and downs in between, a lot of growing with some adversity that was kind of handed your team's way mid-season. So tell me a little bit about how you and your team kind of dealt with the trials and tribulations of a year as you're getting to know this team and they're still getting to know you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a huge part of this was, you know, I stepped in, didn't know many of the girls or really any of them. A few of them I'd had in the past or, you know, had relationships with just outside of Newman. And so that was truly what the whole fall was about, was just really getting to learn the girls and having them learn me and the way I like to do things and the way I want things done. And so I felt like that was kind of a big learning curve for everybody, you know, this whole year, just trying to figure out each other a little bit. And so, you know, excited to move on to next year where I've kind of got a little bit of a base group of girls who know how I want things done and know my expectations and can help pass that down to the new group. You know, we battled. Mitchell was incredible. You know, battled some injuries, battled a lot of stuff this year. You know, we hope to not have to do that every year, but, you know, it's just one of those things we kind of take the punches and roll with them as they come. And, you know, I thought the girls did a great job of being flexible and responding, you know, maybe not happy, but responding appropriately to, you know, different random things that happened all year. They, you know, took the punches and they rolled with it, like I said already, and, you know, did the crazy things I asked them to and kind of rolled with, you know, me trying to figure out some new things, you know, as a new coach. And they were a really great group of girls, truly.
Absolutely. And the tail end of the season, that last month or so, I was so impressed with how your team kind of responded to that middle portion where you're doing a lot of learning and growing and dealing with injuries kind of all at the same time, but you're facing great opponents every game with as good as this conference is, and you come away with some big splits on the road and competed well with you know, some of the top teams, not only in the conference, but in the country, and you get just some momentum, I felt like, with this team towards that tail end. How did you see kind of the upward trajectory build towards that back end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we obviously came out strong in the beginning of the year, had some great wins, some great competitions, and then, you know, one of our things, we kind of got a gut punch and had to restart. And I think, you know, finally towards the end of the year, the girls really were able to recover from that. And, you know, we saw that on the field, off the field, you know, in all ways. We just, you know, finally had a big turnaround, you know, not dealing with some of the stuff anymore. We just were able to come out and compete. And, you know, I think they finally started to realize again, you know, that team that was there in the beginning, the team we took to Branson is still there and they're still great. And, you know, their confidence came back a little bit. And like you said, they were able to compete with not only, you know, the, you know, big dogs of the MIAA, but, you know, big dogs in the country as well.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned kind of the core group that you'll have to build with, but you had a really important core group of seniors as well. And I find that for a first-year head coach, you know, having a good group of veterans that have kind of been through the rigors of college softball and MIAA softball can be a resource for you as much as you want to build the team in your vision and with your culture. Having that key group of seniors that were there for you as well had to be a huge lift as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a big group of girls, you know, seniors and others that, you know, had been there, done that a little bit. You know, they traveled to all the places and, you know, they kind of knew the flow of things and they knew how things worked. And, you know, they were a good resource for me to lean on a little bit this year too. You know, as we went through, you know, some things were new for me that weren't necessarily new for them, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's such a big lift to you because you don't have to worry about some of the little things. Like they can lead the way, right? And you want, a lot of coaches want that player-led mentality. Do you feel like that class kind of helped to set the tone and build now for this core of your returners that can kind of carry that momentum forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, it was a little bit of learning each other and trying to figure out, you know, what I want and what I'm asking for, which is, you know, different than kind of, I guess, maybe the Newman way has been in the past. And I, you know, have told the girls, we're not ignoring the past. We're not looking past it. We're not, you know, trying to forget it because, you know, that's, like you said, the foundation for those seniors was built at Newman for a lot of them and, you know, other places and then transferred to Newman. And so they have that, you know, history and that legacy and all these things in Newman. And that's not something I wanted to come in and rewrite by any means. But there were definitely some key changes that we implemented this year that I think they were able to really take in stride and, you know, make the adjustments and really run with, you know, some of those things that, you know, like I said, it was a lot of getting to know each other and a lot of learning each other this year. I think, you know, a lot of that's going to be taken care of next year. Like you said, that legacy, that foundation, you know, team one has, you know, set the ground rules for everybody and, you know, everybody gets to kind of adjust and, you know, take what they've built, and grow it next year.
Absolutely. And again, you know, talking about growing for this program, funny enough, not even in the roster, there was a lot of growth on the field, literally with the press box and the redoing of like home plate moving up and all these facility changes that you quite literally had your fingerprints all over. Tell us a little bit about those improvements and why continuing to develop the facility and everything can pay dividends for your team moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want a great place to call home, you know, and I want a home for our girls. And, you know, the locker room they had, we're so thankful and so generous, you know, it was donated in the past, but, you know, progress is moving forward, you know, and being able to grow is making progress forward. And, you know, giving them a new locker room is something that, you know, I'm really proud of and really happy and really thankful to everybody that was able to have their hands in that and to donate to that. And, you know, the press box as well, you know, you tweeted some progress pictures a little bit. You got to be with us a little bit in the spring and got to see that go up. And, you know, that the girls aren't necessarily directly involved with that, but so many people have said, you know, this looks incredible. And it just absolutely changes the face of Newman softball, which is something we're looking to do every day, right? You want the best things and the best, you know, environment and the best area for growth for all your kids. And it starts with the little things that, you know, don't directly impact them. You know, it's, you know, we did update the playing surface, we updated the field, got that all taken care of as well. But, you know, just a lot of, I want the best for my girls. That's just plain and simple. That's what I want. And I'm going to do everything in my power to give that to them. And, you know, it starts with the little things. It starts with, you know, press box in the locker room.
Well, for me personally, I appreciated the press box too. You know, that was great. It was a little bit of an adventure at times, but you know, that's kind of the fun of the job, right? We had a counter, some days we had a new counter, then we had a new window. It was just a fun process because by the end of the year, it was fantastic in there and I already can't wait for the future. But one of my fun memories from this year, and I'm sure it's one of your highlights as well, was the doubleheader against Missouri Western. You come away with the first ever sweep for Newman over Missouri Western, and you know, it was a long day at the field, some very competitive games back and forth. It was very intense and emotional, and you know, I wanted to go back to that day specifically because to me it felt kind of like that big turning point. We already talked about how your team had grown so much over the kind of the course of the year, but especially at the end. But to me, that doubleheader was kind of that big, okay, we're here now moment. Do you think back at a day like that and see like the progress that was made and how much this group continues to develop?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you said, it's a really great, you know, it was a really great turning point or a really great eye opener for the girls of, you know, we can do this. It's the same team that we had in the very beginning and they're very capable of showing up every day and competing with anyone. And I think that's something, mentality-wise, that truthfully, we're just having to get used to a little bit at Newman. I think we've been, you know, the underdog, you can say, or overlooked a little bit, which is fine. But I think they need to realize and understand, like, they put the same amount of time in that everybody else does, right? They work just as hard as everybody else. And, you know, I make them do probably crazier things than, you know, normal sane coaches would make them do. And it's all just in preparation for things like that, for them to really go out there and shine and show, you know, they're here. And, you know, to go back to the press box, you know, progress is messy. And I think that, you know, was a good testament to the year as well. You know, a little bit messy, a little bit crazy at times, but just some really, really great progress made.
Absolutely. You kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, I talk to coaches in all sports talking about progress and moving forward and how progress isn't always a straight line. You know, there's ebbs and flows to it. There's good times and there's hard times, but it's how you continue to move forward that really makes the difference. And, you know, with your group, and we've already talked about the senior class and Team One, where do you see the next steps of growth? Because obviously you're already looking ahead and kind of reassessing this year and trying to build forward. So what's the next biggest step for this team to continue progressing forward?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to do some things cosmetically. We've got some updates and some changes that we have to implement by January 2027. So, you know, we've got a few months to kind of get that done and get that rolling and get that figured out. And hopefully, you know, you show up one day and there's just a huge bulldozer in the middle of our field, which is, you know, obviously the goal. Is that going to happen right now? I don't know. Am I a little crazy and thinking I can make it happen? Absolutely. And I think you've got to be a little crazy to do this. You know, but at the same time, we've got some really great returners ready with, you know, like I said, some really great ground rules coming, and just ready to make that progress. We're going to change a few things practice-wise, organizational, you know, some administrative stuff, just, you know, blah, blah, blah. But just really excited for the future.
Now, the school year is wrapping up, and I know a lot of girls will have, like, summer programs or playing on their own or away from the team. But what do you do in terms of giving your team, you know, the steps necessary, whether that's workout plans or different things? What does the off-season plan look like for what you do with your team?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mix, actually. You know, like I said, Mitchell taped us together and kept us in one piece and kind of helped us get through the season. And so some of our girls are on a plan, you know, a little R&R and rest and try to get all back together in one piece. And some of our girls you know, got a little bit more of a strenuous plan. They're healthy, thankfully, and we got to try to keep them as strong as we can make them. I told them, you know, if you could look at yourself, you know, August, you know, player and, you know, April, May player, they looked so physically strong. They absolutely physically changed, and I completely give all credit to that, to Trainer Dave and Mitchell. Trainer Dave is a beast. He's incredible. He works so hard for the girls. He works so hard for all of his athletes. He's incredible. You know, and he definitely made a huge impact on our girls this year. And then Mitchell, like I said, taping them together and sending them out every day. And, you know, he did a great job as well. So a little bit of both. Trainer Dave's got some plans for everybody. Hopefully give them a little bit of a workout plan, a little bit of rest at the same time. But, you know, we want to continue that progress and hopefully have the girls coming back looking just as good as they do. And, you know, move forward from here.
Again, we're visiting with Newman softball head coach Brittany Henning, wrapping up her first year as head coach of the Jets. Coach, as we kind of wind down our interview, I've just got a couple of fun questions of reflection for you. The first being, what was your favorite moment, favorite game? You know, was there a win that stood out? What was the biggest, like, highlight moment for you in year one?
You know, honestly, I think the first one. I think our first win in Branson truly was just – I felt so much happiness and joy and relief and just so much excitement. You know, the girls had worked so hard all the way up until that point and, you know, busted their butts, you know, to put it simply. And, you know, to see them come off the field at that first win, gosh, I just, you know, I think that's something I'm never going to forget. It's just that huge moment of joy and excitement. It was incredible.
Absolutely. And having to deal with some weather mixed in there, right? I think I remember the schedule kind of getting mixed around, so it was a whole bunch of mess, but you come out with that big win. That certainly has to be a special moment. But what's maybe the biggest lesson as a coach that you, like a first-year head coach especially, learned in this first year?
Gosh, man. you know, so many things learned all around, you know, so many things I learned this year, you know, administratively, you know, with physical softball and skill wise and things like that. I think honestly, it was a huge just overall year of growth for myself, you know, as a person, as a coach, as a mom, as everything. I think, you know, there were too many lessons to even pinpoint just one. Just, you know, my first year as a head coach and having to do, you know, all the administrative things and trying to, you know, keep the pieces together there and, you know, being on the ground with the girls every day and trying to organize practice and, you know, give them the best, you know, most use of their time and not have everybody standing around and staring at each other. And, you know, I give a huge shout out to my husband, and he, you know, held down the fort with us, you know, for me, you know, on the home front and things like that. So really just a huge year of growth from every angle of my life.
Absolutely. One of the funny things is I always enjoyed, because I feel like I always get to games as a broadcaster very early. And obviously you beat me there by a mile every time, because you're working with the girls or you're getting the field ready. But one of the things I always enjoyed was your kids were there a lot of the times as well, having fun and being a part of your day and with the team. It was such a fun thing. So how much of a lift does it give you to have the ability to bring your family and get your family involved in this program that clearly means so much to you?
Yeah, absolutely. My kids, my family, my husband, truly mean the world to me, and I wouldn't be the person I am. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things I do if it wasn't for them. And, you know, being able to bring them every day, I thank, university and administration for that. You know, they're with me quite literally every day. It's a little bit chaos. I'm sure, you know, the people around my office are like, what is going on over there? But, you know, I'm so, so thankful to be able to do both, really, to be able to be a mom and, you know, raise my babies and bring them with me and, you know, show them what hard work is. You know, they see the girls show up every day and take care of the field. They see the girls, you know, they're there early and, you know, all the things. And, you know, they gained a bunch of little mamas out of it at the same time. I'm a little bit honestly dreading, the first day of practice when the kids are there, because I know my son has taken a liking to Kenyon DeCourty, and she was one of our seniors. She's not going to be there. So I know that's going to break his heart a little bit, but I'm so, so thankful for, you know, all the hands and all the help from the girls, you know, every day, like you said, with my kids are running around doing crazy things, and they, you know, took him right in as family, and that was incredible because, you know, I talk about bringing the Wichita kids in, bringing the kids from out of state in, you know, and I'm not just recruiting them, I'm recruiting their family. I want the families to be there at the games. I want them to, you know, see the streams and watch on Game Changer and truly be a part of this, because, you know, the family is what grew, you know, the kid all the way up until that point. And, you know, they join the Newman family, and so does everybody else. And so, you know, for hopefully them to see, you know, family is a really big important part of my life. I hope they continue to know and understand, you know, yes, their baby goes off to college, but, you know, they're our family as well.
Awesome. Well, Coach, the last thing I have for you as we wrap this up, and again, it's been a blast having you on for the whole course of your first season. I wanted to know, what is your summer plan? Like, do you get to go relax with the family? Are you going to take a trip? What do you do to kind of reset and refresh once the school year and the season finally come to a close?
Yeah, school is out, but I think truly this is going to be my busiest time. I've got a lot of stuff to do this summer. Got some recruiting to do for the future, you know, team two, team three, maybe team four, trying to get that recruiting, you know, all in line. I've got, like I said, I've got some big plans facility-wise, crazy plans out of nowhere that, you know, maybe will happen, maybe not. So I've got some stuff I got to get done and, you know, hopefully some fundraising and some great stuff for that. And I've got, I coach a 14 under team, so I've got lots of plans with them as well. So off season technically, but you know, like I said, I learned so much this year that I've got so much to get ready for next year. I also got to hire an assistant coach somewhere along that line and find somebody that wants to join our crazy family and jump on the crazy train a little bit and go with us. So lots of plans, lots of busy. My kids are playing t-ball, though, so hopefully that gives me some giggles and some laughs along the way.
Awesome. That sounds, you're going to be busy, but I can't wait to hear about that progress come fall, because I know we're going to have a lot to catch up on. Coach, thank you so much for the time all season. It was a blast to get to know you and this team, and look forward to the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime. That is Brittany Henning, head coach of your Newman Jets softball team. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the JetCast right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined over the phone by my good friend Zach Brake, Associate AD here at Newman. And a little funny backstory to this interview is I'm at Newman University, but Zach Brake is not. He's at home chilling out with the family, and I did not realize we were going to do this interview over the phone, but Zach, thank you for making time for me nonetheless.
Hey, man, you call, I answer.
Well, it's I enjoy much more visiting with you face-to-face, but this will certainly do, as you got a new family member that's growing rapidly at home. You get to spend some time with your firstborn and relax now that the sports calendar has passed us by and this crazy year is kind of wrapping up, Zach. But, you know, year one or semester one, I guess, as a dad, how did it go? How are things going on that front? We'll start there, the important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the home front has been pretty awesome. I got a really supportive wife in Riley, and she makes doing what I do a little bit easier and that much more enjoyable, because I have to believe, and I'll ask her this maybe tonight when we're both home and say, you know, I think she enjoys what I do too. You know, the impact we get to make on student athletes as a family, she's involved with women's basketball as a spiritual companion. We really enjoy that part of our life, and I'm glad that it's continued to keep going. I don't think we ever worried about, you know, welcoming our son into the world in December and saying, man, are we going to be able to do this? We're going to figure out how to do it. So she's been a rock here at home, helping our boy continue to grow. And because of that, it, you know, gave me the opportunity to do some pretty cool things this past spring.
Absolutely. You know, committee chair to the MIAA basketball tournament. And that's just another hat or feather in the hat of all the things you do here on campus. But kind of take us through what all you've been involved in here lately. Like we mentioned, the basketball tournament, but I know you got, you know, your fingerprints on just about everything Newman Athletics anymore. So what's going on? Fill us in.
So obviously that basketball tournament was a great, you know, early March, you know, that kind of, as we're winding down that basketball season, as championship play heats up, you know, then we turn our focus to spring sports and continuing winter championships. So, really cool thing I was able to do along with Daphne Williams, our sports information director, is travel with our men's and women's bowling team to the USBC championship up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So it was my first time, you know, remembering being in Wisconsin. You know, my family took a couple trips up there when I was very young, but I didn't have too much recollection. So we got to watch our athletes compete, grow a little closer to our bowling team. Obviously, with them training off campus for practice, we don't get to see them nearly as much as, you know, say the volleyball team or basketball team who's, you know, we share a wall with and where they practice in the gym. But getting up there was a really cool experience. Watch them compete to the highest level. Some, you know, I had to check my heart rate on my watch during a few of the matches just because it got that intense. It was throw for throw with the likes of Louisiana Tech and those familiar foes we see all season. So that was a really cool time up there. We also got a tour of Lambeau Field. So learned some cool things about the Packers, obviously publicly owned. That's a intriguing aspect to their franchise up there. and they play in the NFC North, so it doesn't really bother my Bengals too much. So we just coexist, I think. And then coming straight back out of that, obviously we had to move some home contests away from McCarthy Field this spring, which is an unfortunate circumstance. But when you get lemons, you got to make lemonade. So through a collaborative effort, we were able to play over there at Equity Bank Park, and you were calling games up there. And we had a, you know, really successful execution of the game day, I thought, and the broadcast all went really well. Obviously would have liked to see some different outcomes, but overall an enjoyable experience and kind of a return home to me, because I spent some time in my early days down in the clubhouse working as a, you know, hourly employee there, maybe cleaning some cleats, washing some uniforms. So it was a joy to get back there and then closed out the semester with our Jets Bees Student Athlete Awards. So our SAC group did a phenomenal job. I can't thank our board enough for what they do year in and year out, even though it changes, right? You just get that same level of consistency and dedication. You know, commencement was this last weekend. Got to see some, you know, longstanding Jets walk across the stage. So many four-year kids, which is cool to see in this day and age. And we're on to the Jet Open, Jackson.
Yeah, we are. And I was going to ask about that a little bit later on, because that's one of my favorite days of the summer to kind of get ready for the fall and everything. But you mentioned it, so let's get into that. What is this? You're 42?
Yep, 42nd Jet Open.
I was right. Well, I couldn't remember. I don't have it off the top of my head. But Rolling Hills is always a blast, and you get to see a ton of great people and supporters of Newman Athletics and Newman University as a whole. But are there any, I don't know, fun things in the works yet? You still got some time, so I'm not trying to press you too much. But what are we looking at this year?
You know, Jackson, it wouldn't be one of the best golf tournaments in the city of Wichita all year long, every year, if I told you all the secrets. So we won't get into too much of that. But we're getting pretty excited here. Obviously, we're within 3 months of that day. And you kind of hit the nail on the head with why it's your favorite day. It's the same reason it's our favorite day. I mean, we get supporters of Newman Athletics. We get university staff over there. Some of our student athletes are already back in Wichita at that time. They have apartments off campus, or if they're local student athletes. So we got coaches, student athletes, administrators, volunteers, everything in between. So every level of support, whether it's financial, time, talent, is all out there on the golf course. So even if you're not a golfer, I'd invite you to come out. We've got refreshments around the course, which is always helpful in that August heat. And then, you know, we'll just enjoy celebrating Newman Athletics, you know, things that we have been able to do and what this money will raise and what it can go to in the future, right, which is just enhancing our student athlete experience. Whether that be between, you know, scholarships, you know, how we travel, how we eat, what we wear, just making sure we've got everything handled, and having all those services available to our student athletes, you know, as their needs continue to evolve and what we need to supply as an athletic department does the same.
Now, athletically, you know, athletic department wise, you know, there's a lot of work being done to address things. And, you know, this is an ever evolving world, right? You talked about just a moment ago some unfortunate circumstances that, you know, caused baseball games to be moved from McCarthy Field. There was the fun experience at Equity Bank Park that you mentioned, but some improvements coming to McCarthy Field, and NU softball field also was kind of a working construction site all season. So lots of improvements have been happening or are happening, and that's kind of a direct result of kind of what comes from the support from the Jet Open or from other donors or supporters all year. But kind of give us the lowdown on what's coming improvements-wise that you know of right now.
Yeah, so obviously on the physical side, those things will all be seen throughout. So, you know, just looking back through recent years, you know, we can take this back to, you know, my early days when we're getting a baseball scoreboard. We've got a new press box over at the soccer field. Softball got a lot of work done, and we've benefited from donors supporting that cause, right? We, you know, there's no way Newman Athletics is going to, you know, stand alone at the top, right? We're going to take everyone with us because we're going to need everyone to help us get there. So, I mean, those physical things are going to be easy to see as we go on through the future, right? You know, making sure that, you know, grass is taken care of in the baseball outfield, whatever's needed out there. And, as those physical things happen and dirt starts moving, people will really enjoy some of those changes that are on the horizon. But you know, you can take something that impacts every student athlete, right? We have our individual facilities, but even that weight room, we were able to get remodeled, kind of just a quick renovation and all new equipment upstairs was a really good thing back in October of 23. And so all of our student athletes have gotten a benefit from that. So, you know, even if there's somebody listening and they're like, oh, I really only want to give to this sport or something, we have those opportunities, but we also have those opportunities to kind of enhance the entire athletic department. And then also taking a look towards the future, you know, staffing's going to change here. You know, there's going to be a requirement for so many new things going on and just the demands of each sport. So we're going to have to look at ways to enhance that. We're going to have to look at ways to continue providing scholarships to our student athletes to have the opportunity. So those changes are coming. We live in a world where things start to cost more. So, you know, we're always going to be looking for ways to bring more people to the table. And, you know, we want them to understand that this they now have a piece of our pie, right? We're not trying to keep it all to ourselves, say, take your money and say bye. Like, you know, we're really trying to bring people into the fold. And so I'm looking forward to building those relationships over the next few years.
Now, in terms of building relationships, you're a master of segues. This is perfect. Crushing it as always. But it's been a year of new faces, you know, new coach hires and lots of new faces still to come. We'll talk about a little bit here, a new coach that was just announced, but you know, with Coach Provencio coming in and with Coach Henning and Coach Spongberg, I mean, there's several new faces in this athletics department over the course of this past year now. How have things gone with all those transitions and just kind of the Newman athletic department continuing to gel and further the mission of Newman University?
Yeah, so the new people have been nothing short of awesome. And, I mean, you're rattling them off, right? We've got Coach Page, who's new with your Nampier, Coach Dave in the weight room. We have Coach Mitch Arnold with wrestling. Having all those new faces, bringing new energy, they bring a new perspective to problem solving. And I think I really appreciate that aspect of it. You know, I walk into Coach Henning and Coach Sponsberg's offices and they're next to each other, which makes sense, baseball, softball, right? And I try and just duck into Coach Sponsberg's office, but Coach Henning grabs me right away. She's like, hey, I got something for you, right? And so I really just want to go ask Lance, you know, something about what he's seeing with his San Francisco Giants or something. And Brittany wants to, you know, solve the world at the same time. So, you know, kind of dealing with both those, it's really an enjoyable experience for me. So as I'm sitting here away from the office, I look forward to getting back to those faces and, you know, working with them because I can look at the, you know, an issue, and they're not always bad issues, right? Sometimes we just got to figure it out, but I can look at it my way. I can hear their perspective and together we can come to a good solution for their programs and they're looking to advance them. So I'll always appreciate that. So that newfound energy is really helpful for me in the office.
And with that, you know, I mentioned that we'd touch on it, but we just announced that Derek Young Jr. is going to be the first director of track and cross country here at Newman. And, you know, a brand new program comes with the loss of another program. So, you know, kind of talk us through that transition where we'll say goodbye to tennis, which I know is hard for myself personally as a tennis guy, but maybe what's best for the long-term health of Newman and the growth of the university with the addition of track.
Yeah, it's never easy. You know, this is the first time that I've really experienced up close and personal the, you know, ending of a program and just, you know, knowing that there's no home for our current student athletes here in our place. Obviously, we will honor their scholarships in the Big Ten school, but a lot of them want to compete, and so we're going to try and help them get to that. And just thinking of longstanding tradition and program that Shella was able to build, it does hit home a little bit harder. I know I watched my brother's football program get cut when we were in college. We were actually at the same school together at that time. It was a tough experience, and I know it's not an easy decision. And now, you know, being in the room where the decision was made, nobody's walking out celebrating from there. So, you know, tough times kind of fell on the tennis program. So as one door closes, another one does open with track. And we've got Coach Young coming in this month, and he's going to hit the ground running. And, you know, with track, I mean, there's really no pun intended, but that's what's going to have to happen. We get started in August. So we're excited for it. It's going to be a new opportunity for Newman to compete in the MIAA. It's going to be a totally different sport that we haven't done before, and I think it's only going to bolster that cross-country program as we're able to fill out a roster with athletes that can compete year-round between cross-country and track. And then we'll look to see what Coach Young can do in getting us elevated in the other disciplines, because he'll set the precedent for what Newman is at that level to begin. And then obviously year over year, we'll look to enhance that. So I'm really optimistic for the new horizons, new beginnings. And, you know, we get started the end of this month, so I can't wait for it.
Now, off-season wise, I've talked to multiple coaches over the last few weeks as seasons wind down or the semester winds down. And it's always funny because I ask, what are they going to do to relax over the summer or to reset a little bit? And everyone says that there really is no off season. Like the work is even tougher sometimes over the summer with getting ready for the future and the new semester and what's next. So do you get much more downtime? I know you're at home with the fam right now, but do you get to ease up a little bit over the summer when you come into the office, or is it just completely, you know, keeping things going 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, I think I shift where my 100 miles an hour are. So, you know, we're in season for 9 months as an administration. We're just small enough that we've got to be involved with every sport. And it's not necessarily like, hey, I'm going to take the spring off, right? I just told you all the fun things we got to do. So what I really enjoy about summertime is getting my nights and weekends back and enjoying that summer weather. So I'll spend a lot of time outside to recharge my batteries, whether that's on walks with the family, maybe try and hit the golf course a couple times. I'm not very good, so it's not worth wasting all that money, but maybe a few dollars. And then we're going to be focused on the Jet Open, right? And so we're going to kind of get it back into that sprint. But I'd say we probably are in a tempo run right now instead of our full-on sprint. And then we'll sprint for 9 more months and then get back to this tempo again this summer. But, yeah, I really just enjoy that extra family time at home and enjoying the summer weather.
And I know you're getting ready to get out on the golf course. You and I got to go golf a couple weeks ago for the first time. You were getting back into the swing of things, finally getting healthy again. How's the swing coming along?
It's always a work in progress. I think, you know, we got to enjoy that Easter holiday together, and that was probably the first time the weather had really turned, and it had been a couple years since I've been out. Obviously, you said I was getting healthy, so it's fun. I'm a competitor, so I have to watch our teams compete. I have to watch our coaches coach, our athletes compete, so, like, I can't really have any control over that, so it's, like, gut-wrenching for me to, like, you know, watch if the ball doesn't bounce our way or something, because I had no control. But what I do understand, appreciate about this golf game of mine is that I am in full control of the triple digits on the scorecard. So I've got to hone that in.
Well, you and I both had triple digits on the scorecard that day, so it's totally fine. But we'll always have that back nine. We started off slow, and so it was only going up from there. And I imagine you'll continue that and get ready for the Jet Open and many more rounds this summer. But Zach, as we wrap up today, you know, big things, like we said, coming in the future for Newman. What are you most excited for in the coming months? You know, be that summer Jet Open into next fall already. What's the next thing catching your attention as you look ahead?
Right now I'm really looking forward to, you know, working on our partnerships and enhancing those, trying to see how Newman Athletics can support local businesses, and then how local business can support Newman Athletics. So, you know, whether it's working out trade deals, it's, cash considerations for advertisement, getting them involved in the Jet Open, just finding ways to get more people involved with the awesome thing we have here that we call Newman Athletics. And I love the Jets. They've been a part of my life since, late 2020. So, I think as many people as we can bring to the table, the more, you know, we're all going to enjoy that. So definitely those partnerships, working on the Jet Open. And then what's going to be weird for me is with this timing of the break, obviously I finished out our home events on campus and then was able to take my provided leave. And I had students on campus when I left. So it's always a joy seeing all those people on campus. And I'm going to go back and it's going to be a little bit of a ghost town. So I'll be most looking forward to, you know, enjoying my summer, but also getting those student-athletes back on campus and, you know, beginning with those soccer and volleyball fall camps, getting some cross-country running going on you know, as school starts to get underway, bringing in all of our student athletes. I'm just looking forward to having those people around because they're the constant reminder of what we do it for, and they're the ones who ultimately charge the batteries every day and every night.
Awesome. Zach Brake, our guest, he is the associate AD here at Newman for advancement and operations, and he's a good friend of mine, and we appreciate him taking the time to visit with us today. Zach, can't wait to see you again soon. Enjoy your time with the family, and we'll see you again here in hopefully a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jackson.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford. I would like to tell you about our new tool, Virtual Express. Mel Hamilton Ford has added this tool for you, our customers. Virtual Express will allow you to do some or all of your car buying process right from your computer. Do as much or as little as you want. It's all up to you. Do you want to fill out some of your information to save time or do the whole buying process online? You make the choice. You can take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle right from your home. Mel Hamilton Ford, experience the difference.
Experience the difference online at mhford.com.
Final segment of the year, episode 171 of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Again, I am Jackson Schneider. It has been a blast. Year three of this. Can you believe it? It has flown by for me, maybe for you. Those of you that are diehard weekly or sometimes recently, my bad, bi-weekly listeners, everything going on has been amazing to follow. Again, several new coaches. We've got more new coaches, like we talked about a little bit earlier, coming in the next year. We've got a lot of exciting things going on campus with the development of certain facilities and upgrades coming in the very near future. You'll probably see some announcements and some cool things popping up over the summer. So be sure to follow Newman Jets Athletics on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter or X, whatever you feel necessary, whatever your social media of choice is, follow them at Newman Jets. Very, very exciting stuff coming again in the fall. We'll be back on air when sports get underway. We'll start with some media day interviews, some fall sport previews, probably some administrative interviews talking about kind of what has been going on during our summer hiatus. Guys like the good old Kenyon Spears, maybe we'll get Zach Brake on. All sorts of great interviews that you can look forward to in the future. But as we wrap up, man, I want to just say thank you again to you, our listeners, for giving me an audience. It's no fun if I'm just talking to myself, but really appreciate you all for tuning in, whether you're alumni, students, student athletes, fans, parents, community members, everything. Really appreciate you all for tuning in all year long. Really appreciate Zach Brake for not only being a regular guest on the show, but for allowing me this opportunity. Also want to give a big shout out to Daphne Williams, our sports information director here at Newman. She is the freaking best, absolutely amazing, rock star. She does it all from stats and from game broadcast aspect, like technology-wise. And of course, putting up with me. I'll just post these podcasts and text her and say, hey, JetCast is up. And she will post a graphic and a link to the podcast where I'm sure a lot of you will find it and listen to this show. You can thank Daphne because a lot of times, and this is, again, my bad, goals for the future, get better about this. But sometimes I give her really no notice and this episode may or may not be no different. But she is an absolute rock star and I appreciate her so very much. For everything that she does on our campus. Also want to give a shout out, of course, to Kenyon Spears, who continues to do great things leading our athletics department. He's been a great guy to get to know. And then all of our coaches and student athletes. There are far too many to list them all. But from basically September until right now, I am badgering, pestering, bothering our coaches for interviews every single week, pretty much, getting athletes all the time. And they have been such huge helps in putting this show together and helping me to put together a great product for you all to listen to, of course, with our broadcasts as well for games. Always appreciate spending time with each of them, building those relationships, getting to know them, you know, behind the coaching scenes as well as just, you know, the on mic, the on interview rapport that we have been developing as well. It's been an absolute blast and a pleasure. I always enjoy it very, very much. And now that our show is done for the year, I don't really know what to do. Maybe I'll spend some time with the family. That's always been high on the list. But until next time, Jets fans, again, very much appreciate your time and your dedication to our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you again, Brittany Henning. And thank you again, Zach Brake, for joining us on our final show of the year. But have yourself a great summer. Stay safe. Have some fun. And we'll hit the ground running this fall. Can't wait. Again, I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.